Blog Talk Radio.
Because we're trying to stay alive, it's the most existential moment, connected to Torah Chaim, Sources of Life, Torah Chesed, and kindness, Torah Rachem, Sources of Mercies. You know, tune to Blog Talk Radio. We are Soul Talk. We humbly assert we are the higher inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. This is Soul Talk 809, Meditation, part of the foundation of Torah study, part 3. Ruch Hashem, blessed is our eternal creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family conditioned with the creator's help. Our next broadcast is taking place right now on March 3rd, 2024, starting at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. equals USA, Unified Soul Actualization, the program to focus on what many people consider a spiritual experience, namely meditation. From a Torah perspective, meditation is the catalyst for generating more love and fear of the Creator. We plan to share teachings with the Mittler Rebbe, the second Chabad Rebbe, lived from 1774 till he went to the next level of life in 1827 from Mishara Yuchot, Gate of Unification. I want to make the show a little bit more organic. The call-in number in this next 28 minutes remaining in the program is 563-999-3688. That's 563-999-3688 to listen, live, and participate. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your family peacefully and pleasantly. The tags from today's program are Eternal Creator, Universal Redemption, Divine Image, Children of Israel working with the children of Noah to remove hatred, jealousy, and competition not needed on the face of this earth. The inner dimensions of Torah of the Mittler Rebbe of Shalom Dobe, Dobber, Hilamei Parach, Chassidus, Kabbalah, Universal Redemption. And you were just listening to the segue music of the Idan Rechel Project, very famous, popular Israeli singer, composer, and that was called the Yaladin of Kites, how children look forward to the summer. They're not afraid of falling. We shouldn't be afraid of falling, but so, even though all growth is not linear in spiritual and economic and cultural developments, I want to dedicate today's program to three blessed neshamas who went to the next level of life. Before I do, I just want to remind everyone, the constancy of Creator's blessings upon this earth. Today, there are, according to worldometer, meters.info/world population, that today there are 169, almost 170,000 human souls that came into the world, and almost 77,000 have gone to the next level of life. There have been almost 23 million births here. And almost 11 million have passed the next level of life. Also, I just want to... Okay, we got cut off. Now we're back live again. Sorry about the buzzers. The second week in a row, we've had that glitch. Okay, so now we have to figure out how to mend it with a spiritual stitch. Anyway, so I want to quote a couple of teachings here. Actually, one, two, three, four teachings about the engagement of the whole human family condition in elevating oneself into knowledge of godliness. We're going to, and these are sources that I've quoted before. We've gone over 800 programs since the end of July of 2010. So here we go from the Tana Develi Eliyahu, which is taught in the house of Eliyahu, Elijah the prophet, Eliyahu Rabbah 9.1. The prophet Elijah declared, I call heaven and earth to bear witness that anyone, Jew or Gentile, otherwise known as Ben Noach, Bnei Noach, Bas Noach, man or woman, slave or handmaid, if his deeds or her deeds are worthy, the divine spirit, meaning Ruach HaKodesh, will rest upon him or her. Now teaching from a tzaddik, a wondrous teacher of and learner of Torah, who passed on to the next level of life in the early 1930s, Yosef Rosen of Rogachov, otherwise known as the Rogachov or Gaon. Quote, from a prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 5, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed and all flesh will come to see it together. The term all flesh comes to include all the people of the world, not just the Jewish people. And in the Talmud of Jerusalem, it states that one hears the divine name blasphemed by an Israelite, heaven forbid, or a non-Jew, or a Gentile, heaven forbid, one must rend his garments, which verse proves this. As in Jeremiah, there is a prophecy, I am the God, the Lord of all flesh, Jeremiah 32, verse 27, which is brought down from the oral Torah tradition in the Talmudic tractate of Sanhedrin, which is the laws of the Supreme Court of Israel. It's known as the Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, and this is found in page 26 of Tfas Paneach, in the chapter, the portion of Devarim, or Deuteronomy, page 26, from Rabbi Yosef Rosen of Rogachev. Another teaching to hopefully, as a movie trailer for empowerment and advocacy and sound advice from the prophet Joel. And afterward I shall pour forth my spirit upon all flesh, and all your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your elders will dream dreams, and your youths will see visions. The commentator from the Matsudas David, one of the great oral Torah teacher elucidators, in the history of the nation of Israel, I shall pour forth my spirit, which is a quotation taken from a snippet from Joel 3:1. This refers to the spirit of wisdom and apprehension of godliness upon all flesh. This is going to all the nations of the world. They will come to discern and know God. Last but not least, the teaching I want to share from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov in his Lakuti Maharan, chapter 1, number 21, 11-13, abridged. And he says the following. And then we hope to go into the principles of the foundations of Mizbonenus, of inner understanding, of analytical study, shall help us internalize teachings such as these ones to see that there's a much greater dimension of what we're learning now, but it's good enough at this most simplest level to understand what's going to be said right now. Although eternal life may be attained even in the present state of reality, it will primarily characterize the future when spiritual knowledge will increase. At that time, everyone will know the Almighty. And through this knowledge, everyone will be incorporated into the divine oneness. Then all creatures will live together like God. For by knowing the Creator, everyone will be incorporated within Creator. As the wise remarked, if I knew him, I would be like him. This is brought from a classic teaching of the Khazari, which basically underscores that the Almighty is unknowable. However, Hasidic Master Rabbi Nachman uses it to make the converse point. The spiritual knowledge will be in the future as indicated by the verse in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 9, the earth will be filled of the knowledge of Creator. Because of this knowledge, nothing will be lacking. Thus the Midrash states, quote, if you possess knowledge, what do you lack? If you lack knowledge, what do you possess? Taken from the Vayikra Rabbah, from the Midrash 1.6. Everything will be completely good. Even the nations of the world will know the Creator through this increase in spiritual knowledge. Each person, according to his or her own level, to whatever extent he or she exerted himself to serve the Creator in this world. This is implied by the prophet's metaphor that the future knowledge of God will be like, quote, the waters that fill the sea. The sea is one, yet due to the ocean's flow, it's deeper in one place than another. Thus it shall be in the future. The depths of each person's knowledge of the Creator will vary according to the nature and extent of his or her previous efforts in divine service. All of humanity will then live forever. For the knowledge of the Creator will be revealed, and everyone will be incorporated in the divine oneness. Thus on the verse, on that God, day, God will be one and his name one, that's a quote from the prophet Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 9. Again, let's read that verse again. On that day, the Creator will be one and his name will be one. So our sages of Israel asked, is he now not one? But presently the blessing we cite upon hearing bad news is blessed is the true judge, whereas upon hearing the good news we say blessed is the beneficent one who does good. However, in the future world, the later blessing will be said at all times. And this is our source from the Talmudic tractate of Pesachim, the oral Torah traditions of Passover, chapter page 50, side A. This is because the future, when the knowledge is revealed, we know that evil does not really exist. Rather, everything is good and everything is one. Even the experience of exile is only due to our lack of spiritual knowledge. As the verse states in Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 13, therefore have I exiled my people who have no knowledge. And this is also why the redemption from the Egyptian bondage came through Moses, since Moses was the greatest of the prophets. He personified the aspect of knowledge. Thus it's written, quote, and you will know that I am the Creator who brings you out from under the subjugation of Egypt. And you go to learn more about that by going to Exodus chapter 6, verse 7. For the main redemption is attained through knowledge. This is from Rabbi Nachman of Brezel, Lokuti Maran, chapter 1. 21st teaching, section 11 through 13, abridged. So here we see, blessed souls, we're talking about gaining knowledge, and gaining knowledge is principally acquired through analytical thinking, which is known as bonenos, or eon, panimiyat bina, the inner dimensions of understanding. So we're now going to go back to chapter 1, or Os Aleph, in the Mitler Rebbe's Shar Yuchud. Let me just put on my glasses, because the writing is a little bit tiny. And we still have a good amount of time left to bring out some very salient points will hopefully empower you going forward. Okay, so with that being said, we have to remember that in every concept that comes to our mind, whether it's spoken to us orally or we see it written in books, to any concept, intellectual concept, there are three dimensions. There's the length, there's the width, and there's the depth. The length is after a person has gained a certain type of understanding of the concept, they can simplify it. Taking the proverbial apple and serving it to applesauce for someone who doesn't have the spiritual teeth to digest the apple in its pristine form, or the teaching in its pristine form. Say it's in another language, or in itself it's very dense until there's a further elucidation upon that subject. Then there's the breadth or the width, which is the knowledge, the database. How much can you learn about a subject? And then there's the omic, the essence of the concept, which in itself is of no dimension, but again, as we mentioned last week in the allegorical depiction of a river, the source of, say, like the Hudson River here in New York State where I live, in general, in particular in Irie Heights, Crown Heights, that where the wellsprings of a river drop by drop fill up the space, which eventually becomes, in the case of the Hudson River, a creek, and widens out gradually, gradually, slowly, down the trail of the empowered by the wellsprings of the river. Dimensions are eventually widened out and the depth is established. But again, it's only because the water which is emanating out from the wellsprings of the river have no place to go except, what do you call it? Have no place to go except to follow the limitations of the water that came before it, so it just can't freely just, you know, spit out and hit the banks of the river. It's actually forming dimensions, but in itself is not of a dimension. Just like there's this whole idea of or being a davar bahir, a bright thing, but only when you put into certain types of vessels, like different colored light bulbs, does it emanate, so like an orange light or blue light or a red light, whatever it may be. So now let's go further into the Shar Yuchud. That was a little preface, that there is this idea that what Iyun, analytical Torah study, is inner understanding, is bonus, meditation, or contemplation, can accomplish is to purify all the parts of a subject matter, and then it's called the understanding within the understanding, meaning a person can start off with a super official understanding of whatever he or she is learning about. And then afterward they can give birth and go into the wisdom of the after they've purified, they've clarified their understanding to bring out actually a new type of understanding to produce that proverbial flash, that light bulb or that light bulb that goes over one's head, flashing out from the Koach HaMaskeh, the superintelligence of an individual, which is a primal type of intelligence, which is not called seichel, intellect, in relation to where it winds up, in the right, left, or back brain, processing this intuitive insight generated based upon previous understanding, previous inner understanding. So this new type of understanding is called Chachma Shebabina, the wisdom that's in embedded or lodged within understanding. But if we so when a person gets a new understanding based on a previous understanding, they're activating the wisdom within their understanding. Now, when they reach to the crown of their understanding, which is the otherwise known as the Omek HaMusak, the depth of the comprehension, they're reaching into the root of the depth of the wisdom, meaning when a person gets Chochem Babina, that they what they are able to do is get a new understanding, but based on the Chochma revealing itself in a diminished form within the understanding of the person, within their left brain thinking. But when a person goes into the Keser of the Bina, the crown of their understanding, is to get to another level of comprehension, which reaches into not the exterior, the superficial levels of the wisdom, which just flashed out to his mind how to get a new understanding of something. He goes into the depth of the wisdom itself. And therefore, a person can ultimately reach a level called Havin B'Chachma, understanding within wisdom, which is basically the configuration of two divine names, just as the configuration of two divine names when there's Chacham Babina, basically Av B'Sag. This is the four-letter ineffable name of Hashem, the Almighty, the Creator, which can be recalculated, is to have a 72-letter value, which I'm not going to get into. You can just look up Av, which in Ayin Beis, Shem Ayin Beis, or Sag. So what's happening is that when a person is activating through their Omek HaMusak, the depth of their comprehension, the understanding within wisdom, okay, this is the ability to explain the wisdom in so many explanations higher than the original comprehension of understanding, that a person is actually able to extrapolate this type of cognitive experience and to be able to talk about something that they weren't studying before, but to have some sort of, you know, accurate depiction of another idea which was not part of the original database gathering of the Hizbonenus process. So with that being said, let's go back to the measurement of levels that are involved in this spiritual process, which is also one of the foundations of the Torah in Chapter 2, Halacha 2, and Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, the foundations of the Torah, where Rambam is very clear about how to attain love and fear of the Creator through a meditation into the nature of the creation. And one will eventually feel like one is one tiny insignificant figure and be nullified in their outlook on life. It's not just about them. It's not about, you know, Mr. Narcissism, Mrs. Narcissism. It's about being a spiritually aligned human being with the divine image to carry out the Creator's will in his creation. So, we go back to the order of levels within this process. First is the realm of Iyun, intellectual inquiry, to stand on the matter, meaning to seek out the truth of the matter. And this is called the understanding within understanding, to distinguish with a total distinguishment into the inner and outer dimensions of a concept. And from there, a person, again, can reveal the dimension of orech, the length, to bring down comprehensions into many different types of garments of thought and speech, and even sometimes an action, until it can be corporealized. That, as we mentioned before, the crunchy apple can be blended to become an applesauce, so that a small child can comprehend intellectually at their level of development why the apple is actually not just this saucy type of nutrition. It's actually built on something firm and crunchy with red skin or yellow skin or green skin, whatever colors of the skin of an apple may be. Now, with that being said, there is a misconception of the world concerning what is meditation. According to the cognitive perspective of this bonanus of inner understanding from within the realm of Chabad Chassidus. So Amakas Adas is considered to be the height of spiritual bliss according to some viewpoints on how to meditate or contemplate or engage in intellectual inquiry in a very analytical form. But the Mittler Rebbe wants us to know that we have here that the focus is not really the basis of these bonanus, but rather, again, there's this process of iyun, of analysis. Then a person develops a makasadas, meaning to focus on the knowledge, not just focus. Meaning I'm not going to generate an imaginative type of meditation, focusing upon the God of light going through my nose and emanating out from my mouth. No, I have to see a teaching that talks about that, then it's more relevant. But this whole idea is a focus generated based on gathering knowledge, not conjecture, not extrapolation, not philosophy. Just like we have the Omek HaMusag Dabina, the depth of comprehension understanding, that has a connection to knowledge. But this level of knowledge is not just, you know, knowing the database, but being connecting his feelings towards the matter that he has comprehended to the greatest possible extent. Now, there is an intermediate level that we just mentioned, amoksadas, which is the focus based on the knowledge. And then a person can be privy to become maimik, which is basically they have the ability now to come up with new insights, whether it be a new understanding based on the previous understanding or a new understanding within the wisdom, meaning to actually extrapolate some sort of and bring out and tether out some sort of knowledge which is relevant, not just out of imagination, but out of cognitive sound, the foundations of solid cognitive reasoning. Okay? And then from there, a person can, you know, work and have the schus, the merit to have das, to be connecting their feelings to the concept to the greatest possible extent. Now, what's going on is as well, since we've mentioned something about das, connecting to the essence of the depth of the concept, we have to send in das itself, which is basically the back brain functioning, which also was brought down later on in this book, which hopefully we'll deal with it, is that there are basically three brains, the right brain, left brain, and back brain, but the left brain actually reconfigures into two subsections. There's the chesed shebadas, the kindness within knowledge, or sensitivity towards the depth of a concept beyond its own intellect, and then there's the gevura, the restriction, the might of it. So when we talk about someone who has das, they either have das ketzara or das arucha. A person who has das ketzara, meaning that they have trouble connecting with the information that is being fed to them either orally or through their own learning experiences or in a class-like situation. So when a person is struggling to connect to the data that he or she is gathering, they're called kalidas, like light-minded person. Not that this is a lifetime decree, but rather that person will have to reconfigure their efforts to try and get a bigger, better understanding based on a simplification of something that in its raw data presentation to him or her, that they are struggling to understand it. And therefore, they kind of turn off from it. And even worse, they might turn someone else off, especially when it's coming to the knowledge of godliness. Let's actually see that we're down to our last 3 minutes of the program, so we're going to wind off on that note. Hopefully you'll listen to this program again and again and again. and to review the concepts, because they're very deep but very accessible, because, again, this level of spiritual endeavor, his boldness is considered to be the beginner's level in a twin sister, a twin brother, Maimon quote, Trinches his Pilots by the Mittler Rebbe. But anyway, we're going to end off with a heartfelt song. I know the first song that I opened up the program with was in Hebrew. The last song is also going to be opened up, even though you might not be able to understand the words. Actually, let me give you an idea what the words are about. That continually at the end of the day, there is a small moment that my heart is immersed or sunken into the light that's going to become hidden. It's difficult to me to see the matter, you know, to you, towards you, and I desire to speak with you about what's in the heart. And for a fortunate moment, a proper moment, it's not that just on what is heavy on my heart, but do for me good, and don't hide your contents from me. And all this is a prayer, a song to the Creator. Continually, you know when, if I became distant to you more than necessary, just like a child goes to something that's lost, you know, to seek for something that's lost from him or her. So I scream out to you. What do I scream out to you? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Here Yisrael, our Lord is one. Our Lord, the Lord is our Creator. The Lord is one. And so what? And the question I must ask. And these are the lyrics of the song about the play for bustles. Is what is his body and soul, for the sake of what? I want to be close to you, and what year after another, for the sake of what? And what am I without? Therefore, at times it becomes I become kind of like glued to a sadness. The hands are on the eyes, and it's not me alone that I've written this song, you know, up to you. And I want to speak to you about the day that has passed, and continually that you are with me, and during the bitter times and the sweet times. And I want to be good in your eyes. So this is the song Lost Souls. It was composed by Avi Achayon. It's performed by Yaakov Shweki, one of the lead Jewish singers. Here we go. Everyone have a wonderful day. Take care. Be blessed. Remember, you have nothing to be stressed about. You have a Tzayel HaMelekim, a divine image. We can scrimmage to realize. We can have a world of Ahava Chad, one love, Goral Chad, one that's clean, all dark and dark Shalom. Now, pleasant peace will be when there's no more hatred, jealousy, and competition, which is not needed in this blessed world. Take care, everyone.
הלב שלי שוקע כשהאור נעלם, קשה לי לראות בדרך אליך. רציתי לדבר איתך על מה שבלב, על רגע מאושר, לא רק על מה שכואב. עשה לי טובה, אז תסתיר את פניך. תמיד אתה יודע מתי אם התרחקתי מדי. כמו ילד הולך לאיבוד, צעקתי אליך. שמע ישראל, השם אלוקינו השם אחד. שמע ישראל, השם אלוקינו השם אחד. מה זה גוף ונשמה? קורה שלפעמים גם העצב לצמח, היד על העיניים ואני לא לבד. כתבתי שירים עליי ועליך. רציתי לספר לך על יום שעבר, תמיד אתה איתי גם במתוק גם במר. רציתי להיות הטוב בעיניך. תמיד אתה יודע מתי אם התרחקתי.